back. That's the start.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so here's the beginning of season four.
Season
two
four.
Flat Whites.
We're back, everybody. Here to give you another thrilling season. We know you've been waiting on your toes.
Yes, bated breaths.
Missed us.
Yes, what have you done with your lives whilst we've been away?
Alex has been gallivanting around and I've been blobbing around.
Yes, I'm back from gallivanting.
Yes. How was your trip?
My trip was overall really, really good. I think everyone who I've spoken to this time, which is quite interesting, has said, what's the best part and the worst part of your trip?
Yes, I asked you this.
Yes, you did.
You couldn't answer me.
Yeah, worst part is just that I spent a lot of money. So,
That's what you do when you go to Europe.
It is, but it was like more than I expected.
Ah, right.
Like, yeah, kind of a lot. But anyway, it's fine. Then I bought a new phone. So, like, who's smart now?
Over there?
No, I bought this here.
Oh.
Because it came out like a week
ago. You bought a new phone. Yeah, how much did that set you back? I didn't ask.
Well, I got $510 trade-in for my iPhone 12.
Really?
Yes, you can do that directly through Apple.
What?
Yes.
You got $500 for it?
Yep, $510.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Wonder if you get more if you sold it yourself.
You probably would, but I'm honestly just... I don't want to deal with eBay people, plus the fees in eBay. I mean, I could do it on Facebook Marketplace, but I feel sus about selling a phone on Facebook Marketplace because
I've done it many times.
Like, there you go. I don't know. I just hate Facebook Marketplace people. My brother's talking so much on Gumtree, so maybe it's fine.
Gumtree just doesn't even enter my mind anymore when I think about selling something. Facebook's so easy, but yeah, you have to deal with shit people.
Yeah. And mine, like, scammers. The battery's a bit shitty now, which is why I was updating it.
Yeah.
It says it's 83%. I don't think it's 83%.
Mine's exactly the same.
Yeah. And I kind of scratched it. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to trade it in. So, yeah, but to answer your question, a lot.
A lot what?
A lot of money.
Oh, you spent a lot of money on it.
Yes, yes. But I mean, I'll have it for 3 years, 4 years.
True.
I'll update the iPhone 18. Ramble.
Well, very nice. Worth getting a new phone.
Yeah, and, you know, beautiful titanium colour. That's what it's all about.
Oh, now I want a new phone.
We have to be even.
Yes, we always have the same phone.
500 trade-in.
I don't think I'd get the iPhone 15.
No.
Like, I don't have the money.
Yeah, fair.
No.
Mm.
Don't have the money. Especially don't have the money.
Yes, other things to consider.
Other things to consider now. Being
like your husband.
Like my husband.
Yes. What? I've got to consider him because, oh, no, wait, that's your miserable moment. Oh, look forward to that face. Sorry, derailed.
Derailed. I do have a story about Nick. Yes, he's in the wars. But no, I do have to worry quite a lot more about money now because I am with child.
What?
Didn't you know?
No.
Surprise!
You said I'm pregante, and I thought that was something Spanish. There you go.
Yes.
Two and a half flat whites.
Two and a half flat whites. That's our new name. That's our new podcast name. But yes, I am pregante.
Or two flat whites and a piccolo.
Oh, how precious.
Yes.
I am with child.
Does it feel weird to say it?
Yeah, I've never said that before.
Oh, yes, there you go. Du bist ein Umstand.
I've said I'm pregnant a lot, but I've never been like, I am with child. I don't know why I decided to use that term. It's like, it's not 1805.
Yes, that's just what happens.
1805.
Because you have to think of it.
Just say 1805.
1805.
No one says that either. This could be a very messy episode because my brain's just, it doesn't really work like it used to. It didn't work at the best of times prior to me being pregnant. But now it's just a whole nother ball game, people.
Now the baby's sapping your brain juices.
Literally, until you've experienced it, there's just nothing like it. I don't even feel like myself.
Hmm.
I don't even have strength anymore. I can't open things. It's like zapped. It has zapped all of my juice. Like, everything I have is gone.
Yep.
He took it all. And yes, I'm having a boy. We're having a boy. Nick and I are with child.
Yes.
With boy.
Your boy put a little boy in you. Now you've got a boy growing in your womb.
Yes, a boy put a boy in me. And now I have a penis growing inside me.
Mm.
Which is weird.
Yes. Also, like, a brain and hands and stuff.
That's also true. But, I mean, that's normal. I mean, a penis is normal too, but, like, you know, I If you had a girl, it would also have a brain.
No matter the gender of your child, it would have the
brain of man. No matter the sex.
Yeah. Oh, yes. How are his percentiles?
He is 50th percentile in weight and height. Mm. Length, not height. Length at the moment, which is perfect.
What about his leg length? Is he a legs 11?
Well, I don't know. He wouldn't stop moving. They couldn't measure anything. He might have long legs. Mm. Too long legs.
Yes.
Which is good. I'm happy. 50th percentile. Yep. Smack on average. I don't want to push out anything bigger than I have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I reckon that's going to change because Nick and I are both very tall.
Mm.
Not very tall, but like we're both tall people. Yeah. We're both long. And what were you saying? What did you ask me?
Well, the percentile.
Right. I haven't been eating very much and I've lost weight.
That's your plan to keep him small.
The plan is I'm going to starve him right from the get-go.
Careful, he'll sap your calcium straight from your bones.
I think he already has. As I said, I can't do anything. I have no strength.
Mm.
I was trying to put towels away the other day. And I, like, lifted them above my head and I was like, Nick. And I was crumbling below them. And he was like, you are an idiot. I'm like, no, I have no bones left.
Oh, God.
I think he's already taken my calcium.
Better start eating cheese.
And I do eat a lot of, well, it's lactose-free cheese.
It still has calcium. Yeah.
Anyway, my point was my appetite's come back now. I'm 14, nearly 15 weeks.
Mm.
And my appetite's starting to come back. So I imagine once I start eating a lot that he will grow and grow.
Hmm. So how big is he now in fruit scale?
Fruit scale, he is I think he's the size of an orange.
Oh.
And next week I don't know what he will become. Oranges. I do like oranges. Next week he will be, well, Thursday, 2 days' time.
He'll tick over and become a mango.
Tick over to, I think, avocado.
Mm, okay.
Is the next one.
Mm.
Right now, he's the size of a Pokemon card.
Yeah, yes.
That's the other reference. You can choose in this app what you want to reference to. Anyway, we've waffled on a lot about this.
Well, we're just getting used to it. He'll be a center of conversation.
He will be a center of conversation. I'm sure we'll speak about this a lot. But anyway, yes, let's move on to our first segment. It's my miserable moment.
And mine.
No, just mine.
Okay.
Get out. This is the Ladoo show now.
One flat white and one piccolo, please.
What's your misery?
My misery is quite short and sweet this week. So I just read an email. I was like, what? That's not me. I didn't write a note. My misery, I pretty much already touched on our little intro. What?
See.
All right, so I pretty much already touched on this. Went to Europe for a couple of months. You're all aware of this. And I ended up spending much more money in the 2 months that I was there than I spent in the 5 months that I went in 2017.
Irresponsible boy.
Irresponsible. Well, wasn't it? Everything's just so expensive now. Like, yeah. I was thinking, like, I'm clearly going to spend less than... I banked on, like, the most I will spend is the same amount of money that I spent last time, even though it's a much shorter amount of time, because I was staying in hostels last time.
Right, and your last trip was 5 months and this trip was 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. This was two. So I did full 5 months of backpacking.
You wouldn't even expect to spend as much.
No, you would not.
Worst case scenario, you spend as much.
Yes.
In less than half the time.
Yeah, because I wasn't calculating, because I already booked a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'd organized to stay with friends and family for about half the time I was there. So I was literally like, how have I, and I didn't go crazy. I didn't buy any like souvenirs or anything. I only bought a couple of books for my niece and nephew. And I bought one pair of Birkenstocks, which were $15 less than buying them in Australia or something like that.
Yeah.
But spent a crap ton of money. Yeah. So fun. But, you know.
Is it just the exchange rate, do you think? And like everything's just more expensive post-COVID?
Yeah, I think everything, inflation plus the exchange. The exchange rate with the UK is bad. It's like half at the moment. And everything there's also just expensive. So it was like... $8 for, in some places, $8 for just like a soy flat white at a good coffee place. Some places it was like $7, but yeah.
It's too much.
Too much.
That was like when we went to Hawaii. Everything was I think it was like 60 cents on the dollar or something. So it was almost double everything. And like, you get $100 out. You'd only get, so yeah, you'd get $100 out on your card, but you'd get $60 in cash back. And you're like, no.
This doesn't seem right. You're like,
where's my money?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Where's the rest?
Where's the rest? Yeah. Nick and I spent $22 or $21 on two coffees once.
Yeah. Some things are cheap, but it's like some things just aren't. And it was,
but it's not like Melbourne where there's literally a barista on every corner, like everywhere you go. You don't have to go far to get like a proper like espresso.
Yeah.
Whereas, but other places it's just not as common. In America, they just drink filtered coffee.
Yeah, it's really big there. Yeah, yeah, they love that.
It's awful stuff. It's awful.
Yeah, it is really bad. Because when I used to do tour groups, I used to be a tour guide in Melbourne City. And it was mainly American and Canadian tourists, Americans. And like one of the first stops was taking them to get a real espresso coffee. Oh,
they probably would have been high on the caffeine. Yeah,
blew their minds. Yeah. Like they're like, oh my God, this is so good. Like we're like, we didn't realize coffee could be this good. And, you know, they'd always be also wanting to like add sugar or like syrup or something. We're like, don't do that. And they're like, oh my God, you don't need it. It's like, yes.
Because it doesn't taste like dirt.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. What's your miserable moment, Ladu?
My miserable moment is husband Nick broke his hand, broke his finger hand. Oh God, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is it his finger hand?
Well, yes, it's the right hand.
Yes, there you go.
Ew! TMI. TMI. His finger on his hand, he broke.
Yes.
Playing his basketball. Index finger. Yeah, he broke his index finger on his right hand, like right near.
That's the most useful finger.
Bottom knuckle. It's the best finger that you have.
Yeah.
It's the
it's the best finger that anyone has, unless they're a lefty.
It is. It's the best, unless I have 11.
Unless they're a lefty.
Oh, right.
If you have an 11, the 11 one, that's the lucky one.
Well, your index finger on your preferred hand is the best finger.
Yes.
It's just the best one,
mm-hmm.
you know, of all of them. Okay, I thought you said 11. It's like, if you had 11, the 11th would be the best one. And it's like, well, of course, because it's the 11th. It's like when I got 11 nuggets from McDonald's and that 11th nugget tasted better than the first 10.
Yeah, that's...
So, even if it was like some dicky finger that sat out the end of your side of your palm or something, you'd still be like, that's my best finger. That's
the best boy.
I'm special.
Yes.
You're deformed.
Long. Continuous stream of tangent.
Sorry. Vomit. Word vomit. Anyway, he broke his finger and he refused to believe it was broken. Until I sent him to the doctor.
Yes.
And then, yes, turns out he has like this growth in the bone, which is called an endochroma, which is basically like a benign tumor that grows like inside your bone and makes it weak. And then he literally just slapped the basketball and like he has like three fractures in that one spot.
Weak boy.
Weak, stupid boy. And he broke it.
Yeah.
And... he's been in a cast for like 4 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like they said, it has to heal first. And then in 3 months' time, once it's like healed fully, he has to get the endochroma growth taken out of the bone. And they need to fill the bone in with synthetic bone. Yes, yeah. Fill it in with cotton. And then cement. And then once that's healed, it'll be another 3 months. And then our baby's due.
I was going to say, how's the timing with the pregnancy?
Far out. So, yeah, he'll go in for surgery in, like, early December. And our baby's due on the 21st of March.
Mm.
So he should be good by then, as long as he can, like, hold
the
child.
Yes. Yeah, so you want to hold your baby, heal faster.
Yeah.
Don't come early, baby.
I know. And he's going to be, like, out of action as I go into my third trimester where I'm going to be such a big heifer lump, and I'm gonna need so much help.
You'll be drowning under towels, but help, Nick, help me. Be like, I can't.
I'll lift a spoon, and I'll be like, I can't.
You'll be on the ground. He'll fall on the ground. You'll both be rolling around, unable to get up. And so the cats will eat you.
Yes, yes. It's, what? I don't want to. Yeah, if you die in your house and then your cats eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There they are, waiting.
There they are, just waiting for me to die.
Yep.
So So that's been a very annoying and inconvenient, but the poor thing's been in a lot of pain. But yes, also happened when I was, so hang on, how many weeks pregnant am I now? So I was 10 weeks pregnant around, 9-10 weeks pregnant when it happened.
Mm.
And I was just in the thick of the first trimester and feeling so sick. Like, I basically had night sickness, like, for the majority of the first trimester, unable to eat, like, feeling so nauseous and yuck, couldn't even hardly move. So Nick was, like, picking up all the slack in the evenings and, like, cooking and doing the cleaning. And then it had to go back to me doing it, like, as – and it was just so hard. It was so hard.
Baby be born so you can start doing the dishes.
Yeah, going to need to train him really quick.
Mm.
Yes. But, yeah, so it's been tricky, but he's, like, coming out of the cast this week, so he should be able to do more. And I feel better now. I'm not feeling as sick. So, it's, yeah, so it was really rough so for, like, 4 weeks. So, before
they break his finger again, do all the baby prep.
Yes, we're going to literally have to move everything, like, all the furniture, get everything set up before he has his surgery. Or you'll have to just come and help me.
I was going
to
say, why don't you just do a moving party?
Moving party. Moving
houses, and then everyone just comes like, ah, look, us having a good time moving around.
And it's going to be so hot. We're going into, what, El Nino? Hottest summer, unprecedented heat.
Oh, is
and
it?
And I have to do the whole, yeah.
Yeah.
It's already started. Like, it's September and we're having like 25, 26 degree days. It's not normal. Yeah, but then
it was really cold. It's like, what's happening?
And I'm going to be doing the whole third trimester in the heat. So it's going to be hard.
Lucky you.
Lucky me indeed. But anyway, it's March is a good
time to be born, I think.
It is a good time to be born. Mm. I'm born in May and I've never really been able to celebrate my birthday outdoors or anywhere really, you know, like the beach or a park because it's always cold.
Yes.
You know, I've always had indoor parties and it's always been very cold. Never been able to wear a nice little dress.
It's a skimpy dress.
But yeah. Being born in March is just nice.
Yes.
He might even start school early.
Yeah, he might.
Might be young for the year.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the Misery Parade. Over and out.
Today we're talking about something extremely exciting, one of our favourite topics.
Yes, our 10-min D&M today is about aliens. Yes, we have done this before, but we've decided to revisit the enthralling topic because there's just been so much in the news lately. It's just gone wild. Like, it's pretty much as soon as you left the country, it was like, hey, aliens exist. And yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be pretty soon that we're going to look back. It feels like it's going to be pretty soon that we're going to look back and be like, remember when we weren't sure if aliens existed?
Yeah, we're going to be like,
maybe we're the only people in the universe.
Having dinner parties with aliens, be like, we didn't even think you guys existed, and now we're best friends.
Where were you? How funny.
Oh my God, where were you hiding? How did I
literally live without you, Glibberschlorb?
Where were you hiding, Mankling? My best friend. But anyway, so I guess we will kick it off by starting with the Pentagon officer, because that was, well, the ex-Pentagon officer. I'm just going to do a very quick, brief summary. This kind of like kicked off all of the news. I can't remember when it was. It was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But basically, there's this guy called David Grush, and he's an ex-Pentagon officer. He testified that the US has recovered spacecrafts and non-human pilots.
Dogs.
Arf, arf. anyway, and basically in the whole, I'll put a couple of links also in the show notes so you guys can watch these videos. There's so much on YouTube.
So this is legit. There's no like question.
No, this is like legit.
He actually worked for them.
Yep, he actually worked for me. It's not just him. There are a couple other, I think there's four of them in total, and they're like either ex-military or ex-Pentagon CIA people coming forward and being like, hey, there's all this stuff that the government knows about aliens and they're not telling us, but we think it should be public knowledge. And I think the main thing around it is not so much that it should be like public knowledge, like we should know about it, but it should be transparent between nations.
Yeah, because this is the whole planet thing.
Yes. So like they can't be hiding it from other governments.
Yeah.
It needs to all be transparent. So just FYI, in all these videos, they refer to them as UAPs. That's basically just the fancy new word for UFOs, but it stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Mm. But basically, this guy, David Grush, has come out in this conference, this hearing, saying that the government has alien bodies and species and also their aircrafts. And the consensus around it is that, like, the aliens haven't necessarily traveled here from, like, billions of light years away. It's more of, like, it's more likely that it's interdimensional travel.
Oh, right.
Popping up in one place and just going zoop and zapping up in another. And, like, there's multiverse kind of.
This is what this guy thinks.
Literally multiverse. Well, this is, like, apparently, like, what they're studying. Right. And because if we think about it, then, like, we talked about this in the Alien episode, the likelihood of a planet being nearby and, like, feasible to travel to. Like, why would they bother coming here? It takes so many resources and, you know, it's so far to travel.
Yeah. Literally a whole lifetime of travel.
You probably wouldn't even send real aliens. Like, you'd probably send robots or something.
Yeah.
So they've obviously got technology to make it worthwhile that they can just pop around the universe. Mm. So anyway, there are three other people that work in the military, with their own testimonies too. There's a retired Navy commander called David Fravor, and he talks about this encounter with this Tic Tac aircraft, which happened like 15 years ago, and it's still being sighted now. But it basically, he said it was, he put a report in about it and it was ignored by the government. So, like, they're just squashing a lot of this stuff and not, like, really investigating it. Or maybe they are, but they're not being open about it.
Maybe they think he's crazy.
Maybe. No, because it wasn't just him in the plane. There's, like, four planes and they all tried to follow this Tic Tac.
Mm.
It's, like, a spacecraft and it's, like, in the shape of a Tic Tac. It's got no windows, no wings, no propeller, like, nothing. But it moves, like, unlike anything that we know to be possible, like it defies gravity, the laws of physics. It can travel at speeds that are ridiculous, like almost like it's teleporting. Mm. It just, they can sense where it's gone, and it can travel up and down, side to side. It can move in right angles, which our aircrafts can't do.
Yeah.
So they haven't really been able to determine what that is, but basically, it's not any technologies that we have on Earth currently. But, there's this whole big thing, and it's basically like these guys being like, aliens exist, they've been there, the government has their aircrafts and their bodies. They're not telling, they're not being open about it, but we're, I guess, whistleblowing this whole thing.
Mm.
And I just found it so funny because, like, when this news broke and I was seeing it on social media, it's like it didn't really faze anyone. It's not like the world went crazy. And, like, we talked about this in our aliens episode, and it was like, you know, imagine if they did say aliens were real, the world would just fall apart and, like, everyone would go crazy and question their reasons to live and what does life mean, and we're not the only ones here. But no one bat a fucking eyelid. Yeah. It was like, we know that already. Because I feel like everyone, or at least people in our age group and lower, have already sort of come to the conclusion that it's like, well, yeah, aliens exist, like, it's much more probable than not.
Yeah.
And no one was like outraged or like, oh, what? Oh my God, what? It was just like, oh, okay. It was like another news story and we're like, cool, tell me more.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if also it's just people like not believing it. Like, because I'm not like, yeah, cool, I believe that. I'm like, I think it's super interesting, but it's like, let's see. Like, if someone showed me a picture of an alien, I'd be like, fucking, okay.
Well, the government has since released, I think, about 2 weeks ago, which would be, a couple of months after the hearing, they actually released the footage that they have of this Tic Tac object.
Yeah, right.
So there's like 3 or 4 videos that they've actually put out, and it's, the videos are from the Pentagon. Insert, and they've released them publicly. Here. Publicly, yeah.
Yeah. So people just, so we're not, I'm confused.
But then it's so hard because in this day and age, anything can be artificially generated. Yeah. Like, AI is so good, CGI is so good, like, we can make images out of nothing, and it's like, how do you believe anything is real?
And it makes me think of that thing where it's like the most obvious answer is probably the correct one, and it's like, is it more obvious that they're actually real, or is it that it's just made up, that it's like,
well, a lot of people,
why would 4 people in high rank come out and say this stuff, essentially?
Exactly. Like, they're risking their lives. If they're so, like, this is like the highest of high confidentiality, like, they're risking their lives and their careers by coming out publicly with this stuff. But the whole hearing goes for about 2 hours, and they interview all 4 people, and it's just crazy, like, I haven't watched it all. I've just watched like bits and pieces. I think I've seen most of it, but like this guy's like, you know, things that my wife and I have witnessed are like disturbing, but yeah, he can't say everything.
Yeah.
Because there's a line.
Also, like, maybe you don't want to, like, if this was real, like you wouldn't want to say everything at once because there's too much information for people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Need to, like... And then people just watch this footage, made a bunch of memes online. Swipey, swipe next.
I know. And it's like, it's not even phased.
Imagine like, thinking like, I'm gonna whistleblow this. I'm gonna tell the world. And everyone was like, heh.
Because you need proof. Like, you do need proof. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. But, I mean, they reckon, it's like, it's real. They've been here. They are here.
Hmm.
Some people have questioned also, like, if these beings, these non-human beings are traveling interdimensionally and they're able to do that, they're so advanced that they can do that, how are they just getting here and like crashing? Like, why are they crashing all the time? Like, how have we managed to obtain or like shoot them down or whatever? Like, I don't know how they've crashed. They've just crashed.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't really make much sense if they're that advanced. But maybe it's not a crash. Maybe it's just they've landed. Maybe they can't handle being on this planet. Maybe they, they're... Who knows? We don't even know like what they are, what type of aliens they are, but it just makes me think that like Roswell is real. All these people that say they've been abducted, it's probably real. Now I'm like, when I'm in bed, I'm like, it's probably aliens around. All these people that have seen UFOs, I'm like, it's probably true.
Yeah. Imagine going back and looking at everyone's thing and being like, oh, actually, this person was telling the truth.
Literally, all these people that have been labeled crazy in our modern era, like...
Yeah.
Then you think about religion and like the original stories of like angels floating down from the sky. And it's like, was it just aliens?
Was it just aliens?
But yeah, we'll get into more of that. But you've got something on recent news about a particular planet / moon. Yes. If I'm not mistaken?
A certain moon, a certain galaxy.
Certain moon, a certain little galaxy, a little saucy, little minx moon.
Little slutty little solar system.
Slutty little moon.
All right. So there's been quite a few news stories around aliens lately, but not all of them are like this sort of Pentagon news of like, hey, this is this smart, intelligent race that's better than us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So like the most likely aliens that we're probably going to find evidence of is going to be more like microbial life or something a bit more basic. Like there could be whole planets full of fucking zoos, you know what I mean? Like no intelligent life there. It's just like, imagine if we weren't on Earth and it was just animals.
Like, well, like that's also their planet possible. Could be at a different stage, like before humans existed. We were just like tadpoles.
Or like post-human. Yeah, back when we were tadpoles.
Or post-human, post-apocalyptic planet.
Yeah, imagine how disappointing it would be if you found a planet and there's all this... like
bones,
still super interesting. Yeah, but like all this like ruins, really old ruins. Like there were obviously people here that could have told us all this stuff, but they're dead now.
Like, yeah, and it's like you're just picking up the pieces of history.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So Europa, this is something that I learned about studying astrophysics a while back. There's some new information about Europa. So long story short on Europa, it is one of Jupiter's moons. Mm. I was like, I didn't actually write down which moon it is. Yes, I did.
No, it is Jupiter.
So, Jupiter. One of the bigger moons around Jupiter. And the exciting thing about Europa is that the surface of Europa is covered in ice, essentially, like a thick sheet of ice. But scientists are pretty sure that underneath there is a salty liquid ocean.
How do they know?
Well, so yeah, it's like negative 140 degrees or something Celsius on Europa's surface, but there's a liquid ocean underneath.
How do they know?
Well, they sent rovers past. So they've got actual like high def photos and stuff of Europa.
Have they been there with rovers?
Yeah.
That would take like 50 years to get there or something.
It takes, I don't know how long it was, 7 years or something. It took a while.
Not that long.
Yeah, 12 years. Yeah, not 50. Yeah. But yeah, it's like 3 years to Mars, I think.
But isn't that funny because it's like, look at how much our technology's advanced in 7 years and you've sent something there and you're like, damn, I wish we could have just attached this little microchip that did this advanced stuff, but it's literally at Jupiter.
Yeah, like, we've made this new development. Oh, it's already
there. Another rover to insert the chip. And then by the time that rover gets there, it's like, another 12 years gone. Sorry.
Yep. And then one of the missions, one of the rovers did multiple flybys and got some information.
So it can sense the heat and like the temperature.
Yeah, they figure it out. It's like science gets really complicated with how they figure this crap out. Because they can't, like, they haven't tested the temperature underneath the ice sheet, but they can tell that it's an ice sheet on top. And there's some weird stuff to do with gravity and the way that the moon, the gravity between Jupiter and Europa is affected. And right. I think that could only really be possible, or the most likely explanation is that there's a liquid ocean, which is very salty.
Right.
And that would affect because of the movement or something.
Yeah.
Which also, because of the gravity, there's movement underneath, which causes thermal heating, which is essentially... Yeah, thermal heating. Anyway, it causes it to be warm enough that liquid water can exist.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So,
and where there is water,
where there's water, there's always life. Not necessarily, but yes. So the theory is that some sort of life could hypothetically exist on Europa,
yeah,
underneath that ice sheet, and it's been around for a while now, and it's probably the most likely place in our solar system that we would find life.
Wow.
So Europa's diameter is about a quarter that of Earth's, but scientists think the oceans might contain as much as twice the water that Earth has. So quite a big place for ocean life.
So hardly any land.
I don't think there's any land.
It's just all water. It's
water covered in ice. There could be a core. There's probably a core to it.
Yeah.
But it's mostly like just land. Water. Yeah. I think it's just a big ocean thing.
Yeah.
So in 2019, they actually detected water vapor above Europa's surface. So astrobiologists refer to the big six elements which occur for life on Earth. So carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur. And recent observations from the James Webb Telescope indicate that there's carbon dioxide ice originating from the salty ocean underneath. They'd previously identified that there was solid carbon dioxide ice on the surface, but they weren't sure if that was there from meteors like hitting it, bombarding it, or whether it came up from underneath.
Carbon dioxide ice, right. Yep.
Yeah, well, I think that means carbon dioxide in the ice as opposed to...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Frozen carbon dioxide, but I'm not sure about the states of atoms and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is big news, essentially, because four of these six elements required for life, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and sulfur, have now been identified as being on Europa.
Wow.
And as you know, carbon dioxide, we breathe it out. It's like part of our respiration, right? So it's like, is it possible that something underneath is making the carbon dioxide? And that's in the oceans. But it could also be some other things.
It could also be like plants. It
could also be plants. But, you know, what's regulating the plant growth, you know? There's like a circle of life in places. Anyway, so that is Europa, and that's why Europa is exciting because you could, you know, if we... I think they want to travel through some of this water vapor because there's sometimes like spouts of water going out into space.
Yeah.
So they want to travel through that and like collect some samples and see if there's evidence of life in there. So
the sheer fact that they can actually communicate with something that's that far away and get data back is just wild.
Yeah, it takes a while, but yeah.
Far out.
Yeah.
That is just so cool.
Mm.
There could be life on another planet.
Yes.
And it's so interesting because then you're like, we're looking, you know, we're looking and it's like, are we looking for a reason? Mm. Do we need another Earth to go to?
Yes. Well, so many people argue we won't be able to go there. Yeah, no, that probably Mars. Wouldn't help
Did
very
much.
Did
you see the recent... Yes, I sent it to you, the picture of Mars.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say before, like when you talked about, the technology we have now. Yeah. Like being able to see a high-definition photo of another planet.
I know.
That's so crazy.
I know. And then I'm like, is this real? I hope it's real.
Yeah.
Because it's just the rover on the planet. It's this really weird image of Mars. And you're like, this is a planet. Like, I'm looking at a planet. It's like it's like a movie.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm looking at a movie.
Yep.
Have you seen The Martian?
Yeah.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
What a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be 10 minutes.
Absolutely this not. Is We're already 16 minutes.
Yeah. So just ignore. Sorry. This is going to take too long. There's too much to talk about. It's too exciting.
Yes. So exciting. Cut the rest.
Are you an alien?
Yes. Maybe.
You're Schmangslang, whatever I called you before.
Yeah, you're Glizzleschnorb.
Mick Schlopp. Anyway, okay. On to the next point. The Mexican aliens.
Yes. Mexican aliens sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong. The aliens in Mexico.
Yes. What's the deal with the aliens in Mexico?
The aliens in Mexico, this is another thing that I'm like, how could this possibly be coming out at the same time? But it's because it was sparked.
The pictures just look fake. There's the actual pictures they release. And I'm like, is this like, you know, when they like have a video and they do like overlapping, like overlaid images and stuff. And it's just like not relevant.
I know, but it's like, what do we do? Like, what do you do we just believe that everything's fake now?
I don't know. Apparently, I don't know. So what is this info?
Okay, so the situation is, and I think these people essentially, these doctors or these scientists came forward with these findings because of, I think, what happened at this hearing with the people from the Pentagon coming forward. Whistleblowing kind of sparked this to be like, okay, let's all talk about this in the open then.
Yeah.
So basically the Mexican senators recently have heard testimony that basically we're not alone in the universe, and they have been presented by these scientists of non-human mummies, kind of. They're like these preserved bodies.
Hmm.
They're just these two little shriveled bodies. They were found in 2017 in Nazca, Peru. I wrote Mazca, but I think it's Nazca. The remains are between 700 and 1800 years old, and they definitely belong to non-human beings. They're not part of our terrestrial evolution, is what they've said. They weren't found at a UFO crash. They were found in mines underground.
Oh, weird.
And they've been like essentially fossilized because they've been underground for so long.
Yeah.
Maybe
they're just underground people.
Could you imagine?
It's like when they found that island with the little people on it and little elephants.
What? On Earth?
Yeah. They found the island. There's like this like whole like little branch off of humans that died off like 10,000 years ago or something. Like most, yeah, they were like, they called it like the hobbits.
Yeah. Because
they were
like a meter high. I have heard of this. Also
mini elephants. Anyway, tangent.
Anyway, so basically they presented these bodies. You can see the videos of it online. And they're like in these little, basically like little caskets. And they're tiny and skinny. They almost look like they're just like preserved. Yeah, they're not skeletons, but they're just these bodies, right? All dirty. And
God, clean yourself up, aliens.
So after they presented them, they went on to basically doing lab studies on them, and they conducted comprehensive laboratory studies on the two bodies. So they've got, just for a visual, if you haven't seen the videos or whatever, they have three fingers on each hand, an elongated like ET style head, like it's elongated at the back.
Mm.
And that, I think they stand approximately only about 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
And if you imagine an alien, this is like the quintessential, like stereotypical.
Like gray skin, black eyes, like.
Literally.
Yeah.
But not our size, tiny.
Mm. Yeah.
Which then also makes me think like, if someone was going to say, hey, I found an alien, that's exactly what I think it would look like.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it real? But anyway, I mean, lots of people have like said that it's probably a hoax.
Yeah.
But anyway, the studies concluded that the alleged aliens each belong to a single skeleton and have not been manipulated. And he further stated that the laboratory tests have shown that there is no evidence of any assembly or manipulation of the skulls. So basically trying to shut down people that think it's a hoax and they've been like man-made and stuff. Like
when people thought the platypus was like a rat and a duck stable.
Literally, together. Literally. Yeah. X-rays of one of them has shown like eggs inside that, and they reckon it was in gestation, so they reckon it was pregnant.
Yeah, right.
And around 30% of their DNA is unknown.
Yeah.
So it's like definitely non-human. Like they've actually managed to get DNA from it, and they know some of it, but the 30%, so a third of the DNA is just like, we don't know what this is. So yeah, it's crazy that this has all come out. And I'm like, is this real? Like, is this really happening right now? Like, we've had people coming out saying, hey, there's aliens. The government has aliens. It has their ships. Aliens are real.
Yeah.
We have a planet in our solar system that could potentially have life. Mm. And alien bodies are now being presented to the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if we're on the topic of full disclosure, we have these aliens that we found. Actually. It's like, what?
Funny thing. We've had these things hanging around for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then I'm like, 6 years have gone by and it's like, have they been trying to tell people and like no one will listen? But now that it's like at the forefront of the news, they're like, well, now people might believe us because the US government's been like, ooh, we've been keeping some little secrets.
Yeah. Well, I saw some interview with, again, it was just like a snippet on YouTube, and it was an American guy who got asked like, what do you think about these aliens from Mexico?
Mm.
And he was like, well, generally what they should probably do is release the information or release samples to the rest of the planet.
Yes.
So, like, the rest of the scientific community can also weigh in on this.
100%.
But they haven't done that. So, like, that's what kind of
this
seems
This is
sus.
The thing, though. Everyone's so secretive. Like, each government seems to be, like, harboring their own, like, stuff. Mm. And it's like, no, this is our, like, this is our finding. And it's like, yes, like, you found it. Good on you. No one will forget it. But also, this is pretty fucking important and everybody should know about it, like the fate of our planet.
Mm.
Like, why are they coming? If there's aliens around, why are they here?
Oh, they're so little. We can just kick them over.
Tic Tacs floating around and no one can figure out what, like, what it's doing, it's right but there. It's been here for 15 years,
yeah,
probably more. Oh, hello, Huli. The cat just came. She's going now.
Goodbye.
What is it doing here? Like, what does it want? Is it just, like, surveying us?
Yeah, maybe. Or is it surveying the planet being like, what changes do we need to make before we can eat
or are them? They our creators?
Maybe.
Are there Tic Tacs everywhere?
Yeah.
Are there Tic Tac spaceships everywhere and we just don't know?
Well, when you said, like, there's, it's like 70% DNA that we can recognize, it's like
six,
it's like,
well, yeah.
It's sort of like, so does that mean there's, that makes me think, like, is there a common origin here then? Like,
if it, well,
like,
there has to be, because
DNA thing? Yeah,
I mean, for life to exist, like you said, you have to have these six things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like life that we know it. Yeah, but I wonder if it's like, if it's 70% similar enough to terrestrial DNA, then it's like, did it? Because there's like theories that life could be spread by like a meteorite or something, like microbial life, then it re-evolves. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, was there a common origin here somewhere?
I mean, it has to be. If you think about where these aliens come from, they'd have to come from a planet that's similar to ours.
Yeah.
Like, so then it's like, how different can life really be? Mm. Some skeptics have said that if they were extraterrestrials, they would look nothing like us. Like, they've said these beings look too similar to humans.
Yeah, so it's like come from a human imagination that's changed things or something.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. They look weird. They look scary. Like, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, better to be wowed.
Okay.
One last little bit of alien news that's been floating around recently. So there's this planet K2-18b, which is 124 light years away from the sun. So traveling at the speed of light, it will take it will take 124 years to get there, traveling at the speed of light. So it's a long way away.
A bit of a journey.
It's a bit far to go just to check it out to be sure if anything's happening there.
You wouldn't wear your flip flops.
No, and also, like, we can't actually
travel at light speed, or even anything close to
that. Yeah, so anyway, there's a great video by Dr. Becky on YouTube. Look her up.
Dr. Becky.
She'll be in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an astrophysicist that goes over this sort of stuff. So they think it might be a Hyacinth world, which is an ocean surrounded by a hydrogen atmosphere. And the media jumped on this recently, and it's been around a lot because of the detection of dimethyl sulfide in the atmosphere. As dimethyl sulfide is a biomarker, which means that it's a potential indicator of life. But essentially, like, don't get too excited yet because the evidence isn't super strong yet. And there are a couple of caveats, and Dr. Bickey goes over all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be thinking, how the fuck do we know what is in the atmosphere of a planet that's 124 light years away?
See.
So this is all this, like, real complicated science, but essentially it's to do with a planet passing in front of its star. So, like, relative to us, when the planet is in front of the star, certain light is absorbed by the atmosphere of the planet and some things aren't. And atoms and things will be... atoms and molecules will absorb light differently to other atoms.
Right.
So then you can determine what's in the atmosphere.
So then they just use, like, super duper telescopes to figure it out.
Yeah. So in this one, they've used the James Webb Space Telescope.
Yeah.
So there's, like, the visible light spectrum in the middle, and then there's, like, infrared, et cetera, et cetera. So depending on the wavelengths, different space telescopes are better at reading signals in different ways.
Right.
So they've observed two transits of this planet going in front of its parent's star so far, using the James Webb Space Telescope, but they're going to do more research with other telescopes soon. So it could be really good news. But essentially, the important thing about dimethyl sulfide, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is that on Earth, the only way that we know that it can exist is produced primarily by phytoplankton. So it's only produced by life on Earth. There's no way that's like that it would naturally occur unless made by life, as far as what we are aware of ways that it can be made.
Right.
So You can make it as a byproduct when you are producing wood pulp to make paper, but that's not something that would naturally occur.
No.
But I mean, like, it doesn't mean that there isn't necessarily some other way that it could be made in the climate.
Unless the plankton on that planet is making paper.
Yes. Well, the plankton, yes, double dimethyl sulfide.
The plankton paper factory.
Yeah. The most likely, if there's actually dimethyl sulfide in the atmosphere, there's a good chance that it could be produced by some sort of life, maybe similar to phytoplankton.
Holy moly.
So
it's pretty big.
That would be pretty big. And imagine being like, shit, we know, like, after they've tested another couple times over the next few years, that like that element is, oh, that molecule is definitely in the atmosphere. There's a very good chance that it could be life making it. But what we can't get there.
I know. And then so it's like, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
If you manage to travel at light speed, which is so much quicker than we can already travel now, it'll take 125 years to get there or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, who's got that much time?
Yeah, no one's going to go.
But did you see that thing I sent you? They reckon by, in the next 10 years, we'll be living to 150 and we'll be retiring at 120 or something.
Yeah. They said, yeah, within the next, yeah. That was like one doctor, but like,
life prolonging. Well, yeah. So much studies have been done recently on.
I think I said in like a podcast like 6 or something. Like, yeah, like children born in 2020 will live to be 120 or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that's what they're predicting. So it's like maybe people will be old enough to go.
Yeah. Do you want to spend your whole life in a spaceship though?
No, but like.
But some people
might. Some people would.
Like those people that want to go to Mars.
Yeah.
Or we could send robots. Because then when they get there, they take the photos, they send it back.
And there's also those people doing that 4-year simulation going into 4 people, not scientists or doctors, have agreed to go into basically this, maybe it's not 4 years. It's at least a year of like what it would be like to live on Mars.
Right. So they're doing some sort of test before they go.
Yeah. It's like a simulation and they have to basically be like, yep. Confined to this essentially like container ship type thing, this room, which would be like what it would be like to have your life set up on Mars. And I think they've tried to replicate the conditions of like the outdoors and things like that and what it would be like to actually live there.
I feel like there's a movie on this that was released like 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
The Dome or something.
The Dome.
The Dome. Anyway.
Gosh, well, that was a very long...
Aliens.
10-min DNM. We'll just call it 30-min DNM. But so interesting, so much stuff. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Next time we speak to you, we might be speaking to you from another planet, perhaps even a moon.
Or maybe our second ever guest on the podcast will be Glimbleshnog.
Or perhaps my unborn babe will be an alien.
Ah, maybe.
Who knows?
That explains it. You'll birth a tic-tac.
Yes. Back to you in the studios. It's Would You Rather time. Let's lighten the mood.
This is the final segment because we spent too long talking about aliens.
Yeah, we were going to do more segments, but sorry. We just took far too long to.
Not sorry. Aliens.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, did you hear that they're possibly rebooting The Office?
Aliens come first. Yes, I saw that. It'll be announced really soon.
Hmm. Anyway, heard it here first, folks.
Do they mean, what do they mean by reboot? Like complete. Like new characters, everything, or like same characters?
I was assuming like the way they usually do the reboots these days is they just, it's like new seasons, but there's been a time jump of however long the show's been.
So same
been
characters.
Off. Yeah. I don't know how The Office ends because I'm only up to like season 5, but.
Yeah. Oh, are you watching it right now?
I was watching it while I was on the plane and stuff, and I've given up because I started watching Star Wars The Clone Wars instead.
Oh, keep going.
Like, I can't. I have to finish Star Wars now.
Oh, God. All right, anyway.
Anyway.
Would you rather? Hit me.
All right, speaking of Star Wars.
Oh.
Someone gave me this. Henry gave me this the other day. Would you rather have a lightsaber, but the color is brown and there's no way to change it?
What?
Or have no lightsaber at all?
What the hell is this question? But it's brown.
Yeah, it's brown.
So?
Okay, so you obviously would like the lightsaber.
Who cares what fucking color it is? It's a bloody lightsaber.
Apparently, there was a whole thing online where people were like, absolutely not.
Oh, like, my God. Grow up. Like, honestly, get a grip on life. If you say no to a lightsaber just because of its color, what do you think? You have a choice? We don't have those on here. They don't exist. Like, that's like saying, hey, you can have... You can have $100 million, but it's they're all of the notes are brown. Do you still want all that money? Yes, because it doesn't fucking matter. Yes, I would like a lightsaber. I don't care about the color.
Yeah, I would also take the lightsaber. But I want, you know, if I could choose a color, you can't. But like, purple is just so much cooler than brown, you know?
It is.
Yeah,
it's Mace Windu's glowing. Lightsaber. I mean, you can't really, like.
It's just the most disappointing lightsaber color because literally is it? Every other color. Yeah, white lightsaber, cool. Black lightsaber, yellow? Cool. Oh, yeah, yellow's
is
not great.
It's pretty shit.
You just, well, brown is shit. Yellow is.
Brown's
wee.
Not that shit.
Do you think yellow is worse than brown for a lightsaber?
I wouldn't want a yellow one.
Mm, well, there you
Who
go.
Am I to judge now? Look at me.
Mm.
No, I just, brown, to me, it's fine. It's a lightsaber. You have been gifted a lightsaber. Mm. You could slice off someone's arm, if you please, without any
That's
effort.
That's where your brain goes, well, thank God I can finally slice off someone's arm without effort.
I mean, imagine how easy gardening would be.
I thought you were about to say gutting someone.
Imagine if you wanted to gut your friends.
So you just want to cut the grass, you're like.
Not even just like, yeah, lopping some trees, trimming.
True.
If you needed to cut a piece of wood.
I'll take this lightsaber, but I'm only going to use it for handy work.
Only use it for fighting.
Yes.
It'd be pretty lonely being the only one with a lightsaber, wouldn't it?
In the end, your choice comes to bite you in the ass because you can never have a lightsaber duel.
Can never have a friend to talk about it with.
Because if you tell your friend you've got a brown lightsaber, they'll steal it.
Yeah. Bit like being a lonely millionaire, but also not because you're rich and you can buy a friend.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. Yeah, no, definitely would choose to have one over color preference.
Yes. Okay. I'd also have the brown lightsaber because I'm not going to give up. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say I didn't expect to have such a strong reaction to that.
Yes.
I was like, Star Wars, all right.
Oh, triggered.
Triggered, like.
Okay.
Who do you think you are? My question to you, sir.
Yes, lay it on me. What hast thou decree for me?
One has to go. So you have to pick one of these things to go from your life for a year, okay? Would you rather ditch showering? So no cleaning your body, soaping yourself, bathing, no wet wipe, little whore showers, none of that.
I am a whore. Yes, come on.
Or no cleaning your teeth, so no brushing, flossing, mouthwash. You have to pick one of those to
gum?
Not do for a year. Can you chew gum? Mm. No, you can't freshen your breath. But, yeah, you have to choose one of those to go.
Can I wash in my own sweat?
Can you what?
Can I wash in my own sweat?
What the hell do you mean by that?
I was reading this book from this and reading The Wheel of Time. And in that, they have this, like, group of people who kind of, like, grew up in, like, a really desert area where water's really scarce. So they have, like, these sweat huts and they clean themselves off by, like, sweating and they scrape it off their bodies.
But would that clean you?
More than not, but then I just feel sweaty and want to shower even more. So
you
can't like,
clean.
Jump in the river.
You can't clean your body.
I think I'd have to go with not cleaning my teeth because it's just one rancid area.
Mm.
And if at the end of that time I have to get all my teeth replaced, I think because, yeah, I'd probably just try and chew some things that clean the area kind of, but then... Yeah. Oh, but then I'd probably have so many cavities. I'd have to be so careful about the food I ate.
You would. You could definitely maintain your mouth in some way by like eating, I guess, some sort of refreshing food, drinking lots of water.
Hmm.
But and I think after a while your breath wouldn't smell anymore.
I wonder if your body would kind of adapt to it, like how people say shampoo does.
Yeah, but, I was almost going to put not washing your hair, but that's too easy to not do because after a while your hair just is normal.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Whereas I think, and also like if your breath stank, you can kind of like keep it to yourself. Whereas if you stink, it's just always. Imagine being in the shower, washing your bod, being like,
but
I
that's
chose
the other
bod
thing,
and now
like,
I can't open my mouth and just.
Do you still smell? After a while, do you stink?
Yeah, did everyone just stink back in the day? Because people used to bathe like once a year. So did they just stink?
I know. I'm trying to think of like the repercussions. Like, okay, what would be worse for my health?
Hmm.
Not showering or not brushing my teeth.
Hmm.
Because you could literally lose your teeth.
Yeah, true.
But would it be that bad for your health not to shower?
That was the only thing that was kind of leaning there. I mean, there's
infection and...
I would get sweat rashes, which would get so annoying, but...
And, like, your genitals not being clean and, like, you know, not being able to wipe your bum and, like, wash your bum after doing poo-poos.
You can never do a post-poo shower.
Nah.
It'd have to be teeth. Plus, if you think about, like, for the longest time...
Dirtiest ass I've ever had, it would have to be teeth. I'd still pick teeth.
Yeah, I'm choosing to not clean my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my ass will be clean.
Oh, your ass will be
clean. Yes. Sorry. The bum must be clean. Unlike all those boys on the internet don't wash their bums, I must wash my bum.
Guys, clean your a-holes.
If you think about human history and how long we went without having... toothpaste or toothbrush.
Yeah.
It's like people got by.
Yeah, but we didn't live past 30.
Well, time to die.
Like, realistically, people's teeth would be rotten. Because we're not meant to live this long.
We're not meant to live to 120? Oh, think of the dental bills.
It's like...
Yeah.
You know, I think about this all the time. I'm like, we didn't have this and we didn't have that and we all made do... Like, we may do that soap, but it's like, yep, but we also didn't live long.
Yeah, I think, like, ancient Egyptians lived to, like, mid-30s or something because so much sand ended up in their food that they ground their teeth down and they starved.
Oh, they starved?
Yeah, I read that somewhere, yeah.
Oh, man.
The teeth were all gone by their 30s, so it was like, what do I do?
How interesting. Toothless dead people?
Yep.
Because of sand.
Just sand because gets of in there friction. And they slowly grind it down over the 30 years that they're chewing food.
But how do they determine that it was because of the sand in their food? Did someone write in hieroglyphics,
I'm sand
dying, my teeth are gone because I keep eating sand?
Hieroglyphics. This is a picture of a sad looking tooth in a pile of sand.
Yeah, like when, how do you write that down?
Ancient Egyptians.
Are you Googling it?
Teeth.
Both of the cats have just come into the room and lounged on the ground. They never do this.
Yeah, how interesting. They're like, your time is up.
They're just lounging because it's hot.
Oh, they're going to be doing that a lot. The most common dental affliction in ancient Egypt was attrition. This was caused by their diet, uncooked vegetables, and lack of necessary vitamins and minerals, something we take for granted today.
There you go. Well, now I want to know.
Didn't say anything about sand.
Didn't say anything about sand. Where are you getting that fact from?
I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, this fact that I was taught in school, it's like, well, school was 18 years ago or something. It's like, it's probably not, they probably got it wrong.
I'm looking up medieval time. Are your teeth as healthy as a medieval peasant? One dental problem medieval Europeans did have was tooth wear. This occurred because their bread was made from stone ground grain, which contained a lot of grit over time. This caused significant wear on teeth. So that's the sand thing.
There you
similar. Because
yes.
it had bits of rocks.
Yeah. Yes, tiny bits of rocks just grinding my teeth.
They kept eating gravel. And
who would have thought? Yeah, I just got one that this guy suggests that his study suggests that the shift from meat, nuts, and vegetables to grains and sugars has wreaked havoc on our mouths, changing the kind of bacteria that we find there.
There you go.
Mm.
That was a nice little side.
Dentistry
for you. The history of dentistry. And that's the end.
That's the end of the beginning of season 4.
Episode 25.
What?
So many in the bank.
Yeah, that's true. We're a quarter centurion.
Fantastic.
Quarter pounder.
It's not really like a baby anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
We're on our way, but very slowly.
Yes, imagine when we hit 100 eps.
It will take another 5 years. Hang on, how long did it take us to get to 25?
Well, if you count the breaks that we had because of COVID and comedy festival.
And like, hang on, it's 25 eps, but how? We have episode 0 and 2 bonus eps. So really it's 28 episodes.
Yeah, 28.
So how long did it take us to get 28 episodes? We first started recording in 2019. It took us this long to get our shit together. That's 4 years.
Speaking of babies.
By like, in like 12 years' time, we'll have 100.
Great. When your baby is in year 3.
I think that maths checks out.
It just occurred to me that each fortnight when we record,
yeah,
you will get more pregante.
I'm going to get more and more big.
Yep.
Bigger as we go.
And then first up, season 5, baby. How big is his penis right now?
His penis. I saw his willy.
Yes.
On the scan.
Did you say he got that from your dad?
He had his legs like this and we were looking from below and the sonographer was like, I think that's the penis. And I was like, oh, yes. Well, it was nice that it was there.
Yes.
You know? Well, yes, there it is. Good boy.
Yes. Look at you go, growing that wang.
Grow that willy strong.
Mm.
Anywho.
Yep.
Anyway, as always, if you like what you hear, share with your friends, follow us on the socials and subscribe to our channels on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. You can generally find us anywhere. If you're feeling generous, you can always donate. We've got a PayPal donation thing if you want to donate to the cause of us poor. What is the cat doing now?
Stop that.
What are you doing?
Scratching the floor.
You can donate to the poor lost artist cause.
Yep.
No pressure, though. And
help me, what I'm pregnant.
Help me, I'm pregnant. My brain doesn't work anymore.
Oh, I meant with the money. It's like I'm a poor artist and I'm pregnant.
Oh, yes, I'm poor. Poor.
I'm not pregnant. Poor, yes.
Poor, yes. Pregnant, no.
Yes.
Poor, yes. Pregnant, yes. Anyway, that's all for now, folks. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you've stayed with us this far, all the way to season 4, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mel.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Mel. number one fan. Yes, we love hearing your feedback. And if you like what you hear, chat with us. We love getting DMs from you. And, stay tuned. We'll have another episode out for you in a fortnight.
Yes. Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. And as always, siesta forever. Ciao.
Arrivederci.